We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Carl Turkey. It's Monday, February 23rd, 2026, the day after the closing ceremony of the Winter Olympics. You know, this was the first year I really watched the Olympics. My boyfriend Tom introduced me to them, and I was hooked. They just spoke to me. It was perfect. They even got a sport named after me, Carling. I love it. Yeah, Carling. That really was a great Olympics. Anyway, that's pretty much it for me today. Not much going on. Oh? What's this? Hello, this is WPGU, Carl Turkey speaking. You're on the air. Who's on the line?
You know it's curling, right? Not Carlin, it's curling.
What?
Yeah. Is curling.
Oh.
From WPGU News, wait.
Why is there a pair of skis crashed through the wall?
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards. It's Monday, February 23rd, 2026. Here's your weekly forecast for Champaign-Urbana from the National Weather Service. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Wind chill values could be between minus 1 and 9 degrees due to a north-northwest wind of 8 to 16 miles per hour, bringing gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Tonight will bring increasing clouds and a low of 19 degrees, as well as calmer winds. Tuesday will be mostly cloudy, with a high near 43. Breezy again with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 18 to 23 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 33 miles per hour. Tuesday night will have a 28 degree low with clouds eventually clearing, making way for a mostly sunny Wednesday with a high near 46. Rain is likely on Wednesday night, with a 70% chance of precipitation and a low near 29 degrees. Thursday also brings a 30% chance of rain and snow before noon, but stays partly sunny with a high near 42. So Mother Nature's going to be turning on the fan this week, so stay breezy, Champaign-Urbana. Moving over to campus news, Raices y Alas Food Drive and Culture Show took place Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Siebel Center for Design. The event was run with the help of Project for Less, a student-run food recovery organization on campus. WPGU News correspondents Grace Avila and Neil Martin attended the event to talk to attendees and organizers. Avila spoke to Anthony Alkisera, tattoo artist and junior in LAS. Alkisera spoke to the value of art within the Latino community.
Today, we Latinos and Hispanics are targeted and we are going through a lot, you know, and I feel like not only that this brings awareness, but it can also bring comfort for people who are Latino and Hispanic, you know, like we draw for an outlet, we dance for an outlet, you know, a lot of the stuff we use as an outlet. So having that outlet there does, it can make even just Latinos in general feel more comforted too, because we don't have many Latinos representing this type of stuff.
Attendees flowed into SCD carrying food donations, which were then collected to be packaged by volunteers. Martin spoke with Diego Duran, a senior in business, who explained the importance of community-focused events.
You know, it's a great thing, you know, despite, you know, all the things that are going on within, you know, the Latino community, especially with, you know, Trump being in office. I think just, you know, I think it's really great to see all these people coming out and, you know, supporting other people. I think that's what community is.
Midway through the event, organizers began passing out Loteria cards to attendees. Loteria is a Mexican game of chance similar to bingo,
but played with a deck of cards rather than numbered balls. By the end of the event, over 100 people had attended with food donations in tow. Avila sat down for a second time with Jonathan Jacome, main event organizer and senior in business, who expressed his gratitude.
Extremely elated. I am super happy. I'm glad everyone came out. We're actually going to videotape and kind of document our journey to back to Chicago to make sure that we show the audience and the community that their food and their time and their hard work really helped everyone back in Chicago.
Staying on campus for this next story, a protest was held on Friday to urge the university to drop dog breeder Ridgeland Farms and phase out what they accused to be unethical research. Animal rights activist group Direct Action Everywhere organized the protest that took place outside of the Swanland Administration Building on campus. Ilir Suleimani is an organizer and spokesperson who attended the protest.
So the reason we're here today is to protest against the university's animal research program. The specific reason for it is that the University of Illinois has ties to a dog breeding facility in Wisconsin called Ridgeland Farms, which has been ordered to shut down operations for criminal animal cruelty. And besides that, the university also has a pattern of animal abuse in their own campus as well.
The group has organized multiple protests in the past and continues to speak out against the university by voicing a persistent message.
And animals deserve freedom just like we do.
For those who want more information, you can find the group's Instagram at DXE_Illinois. Moving over to sports, yesterday afternoon, the Illinois women's basketball team cruised to its third straight win over Big Ten rival Northwestern. The Illini handled the Wildcats with ease, beating them 92-65. They improved to 19-8 overall and 9-7 in Big Ten play. Freshman guard Destiny Jackson and freshman forward Ciara Parchment both finished with 19 points, while sophomore forward Barry Wallace finished with 17. Illinois finished with a season-high 12-for-18 from the three-point line and made half of its field goals. The team looks to end their last road game with a win against Iowa on Thursday night. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out DailyIllini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Mac Jones, Madison Magnus, Grace Avila, Neo Martin, Audrey Sterwold, Taylor Casey, and Vinny Megsomble. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards.